Welcome to Angelic Encounters. Reverend Debbie communicates with the angels to answer your questions about you and your loved ones. And sometimes there's even a message from the other side. And now your host of Angelic Encounters, Reverend Debbie.
And hi, everybody. This is Reverend Debbie Virgin with Angelic Encounters. And I thank everybody for listening. And what I did is I put out the subject matter I wanted to use for our show this week is I wanted to open it up to whatever questions people have for me. So I asked for emails. And I got a good selection of emails. And so I've kind of gone through, chosen a few of them. And so many people need some guidance. They're looking for some answers. And people, I think, ultimately want to know that we do go on. Not only that the angels are around us, but that our loved ones go on, that we continue once our bodies expire, once our bodies are done. You know, remember, we are a soul with a body. And so it's like, okay, toss that aside. We're done with that. And we get to go on from there. So for the most part, the emails that I've gotten have been questions about loved ones that have gone on. So I'm going to go to my first one right now. And the question I got was, and this is from, I will just use first initials. This is from A. And she writes to me, Reverend Debbie, Dad went home in 2010, and his wishes were that his shell be cremated. Coming from a family with a strong Catholic background, he was the first in the family to do this. My brother and I have fulfilled all of his wishes with one exception. We are unsure where he wanted his ashes to remain. I know deep in my soul that Dad would not want his body sitting on a shelf or on a bedside collecting dust. I feel that it's disrespecting who he really was. I would like to set him free. And can you help me with this? So, to A, let me connect here for just a moment, please. And you are absolutely right. No, he does not want his ashes just sitting around. However, he does recognize and respect that you and your brother, perhaps other members of the family. I don't know if there's another sibling involved. I kind of feel I keep getting 3, 3, 3. But anyway, he recognizes and respects that each one of you would still like a little tiny bit of Dad to hang on to. And there's nothing wrong with that. Perhaps each of you could get a special kind of a little container, be it a real pretty decorative urn, something that you could each have a little bit of Dad's ashes that you could keep in there, that you could keep close to you. He doesn't have a problem with that, neither do the angels. So you could certainly do that, but otherwise, Dad would like his ashes returned to Gaia, to Mother Earth. And that's what he wants. He doesn't want them set into the water. That's not a biggie for him. He wants them scattered around the places that he loved, the area he knew, the area that he loved to be at and do things. And that's what you need to do. So please do that. You and your brother, you can have a nice memorial, just the two of you, and then go ahead and scatter Dad's ashes. And this would be out in the woods somewhere. So please do that. That would mean a lot to him. My next email I've got from, this is going to be from Jay. And Jay writes in and she says, Reverend Debbie, I've been spending lots of money trying to get my immune system up. I had another entity that took a lot out of me and left a residue in my lungs. Can you recommend anything to help? Someone sneezes and I get sick. The holistic lady I see sees auras, and sometimes I am up with my immune system, but more often than not, it's not good. Can you tell me what to try? I cut cords all the time. All right, Jay, thank you for your email. And what I'm going to let you know is what the angels tell me is they do suggest that you do some Reiki. This is, and you can also call an Archangel Raphael. Now, for our listeners out there who may not be real familiar with this, Jay mentions that she cuts cords all the time. A lot of you may be thinking, well, what the heck does that mean? We have, when we always have cords that are attached to us. So imagine it's just like, you know, those little sticky things you used to throw against the wall or the windows and they would stick on and kind of walk down by themselves as they were. It's kind of like that with emotions, with other people's energies. For example, I had a house once that I adored. Oh my goodness, did I love my house. And then my husband and I, we bought another house because that's the way it worked out. It was time to move on. But I was really having problems letting go of my home that I loved so much. Not that I didn't love the new one, but the old one, there was just a real attachment with it. And even though we had moved out of that and had moved into the other property, we still had this beautiful one that I loved so much was up for sale, and just nothing. No one was looking at it, or there'd be a couple of looks and looky-loos and boom, they'd be gone. And I finally, recognized what I needed to do. So I called on Archangel Michael and I asked Archangel Michael if he would please sever all the emotional bonds that I had to that property. It was time to let it go. And could he just cut those cords of attachment, those cords of love? And I was hanging on to it with my energy, hanging on so tightly because I loved it so much. I couldn't let it go. It was really hard to do this. Well, because of that, if people would come in to see the property, they're turned away because there's like an invisible wall around it. It was my emotional attachment. So I asked Michael, please, to sever those bonds, those cords. And he did. Usually when you ask, of course, he's going to do this right away when you ask. A lot of times you may feel warm because Archangel Michael does carry the sword of fire. So you may feel a little bit of warmth around you, which at this time I did. I asked him to do that. And I also called on Saint Joseph. There is the thing, as they say, you bury Saint Joseph's statue and where you buried in the yard, etc., etc., etc. I'm not going to go into all of that right now. I did all that too. And you know what? Within 48 hours, we had two offers on that house. So very powerful. It works. So for my listeners out there, do call an Archangel Michael when you need emotional bonds severed. Also for protection, if you need courage and protection. And to get back to Jay with her email, Jay, please do Reiki. I am hoping you're doing some nutrition and pay a lot of attention to nutrition. I'm also getting for you, There's something herbal you need to work with. I don't know if this is what I'm seeing as an herb that kind of, they're showing me the plant and it kind of almost looks like a rosemary. It has like a smaller needle-like type leaf on it, if I'm saying this correctly. So I don't know. I don't know this kind of stuff, my herbs, but please, if you're dealing with a holistic person, please check with her on this. Work on your meditation also. And don't forget to smudge yourself, especially everybody when you're coming out of a sickness. If you've had a surgery, if you've been in a hospital for some time with whatever an issue, perhaps you were incarcerated for something. Please smudge yourself. There's so many energies that are just going to be glommed onto you. There's the fears. There's the fear of the unknown, pain. There's just so much. So smudge yourselves, please. This is very, very, very important. And you will be stunned at how much better you feel. So Jay, please smudge yourself. Get Reiki done to yourself. Even if you do Reiki yourself, please have a Reiki master work on you. And there's a lot of different advanced Reiki training that would be very, very beneficial for you. Thank you for your email, Jay. And I hope that I've helped you. Let's see, we have another one. I'm going to use this from a T. And she tells me, person in her life, his favorite flower was a pansy, and his favorite color was purple. And she recently just found one lonely pansy in the flower bed, And guess what? Yes, of course, it's a purple one. So he's definitely with us. Well, T, you've already answered your own question. Yes, he is. And this person apparently recently passed on. And he's just letting you know that he still goes on and he's still around and all is well. Let me connect with him. What else? He definitely wants you to take care of your mother, his wife. One of your brothers, you have brothers. He's saying one of the brothers, and I feel like this is the brother who's the closest in proximity to where you live. What's going on with him? There's an issue going on with him. I don't know if this is a lot of grief and if he's trying to self-medicate his grief. I don't know what he's using for the self-medication, but your loved one who has crossed over wants you to be mindful of this and pay attention to this, and you just may need to talk with this brother a little bit more, and both of you share in your grief, share in your memories of him, and again, continue to take care of your mom. I do get that you are doing this, so yes, continue to watch over her. Things are going fine. Mom's going to still be with you for a little bit here. So I feel like you've had some concerns about her crossing over sooner rather than later. Don't worry about it. She's going to still be here with you for a while. So no worries there. Thank you for your email, T. I have another email from another A. And she writes in, Reverend Debbie, I have someone who has passed almost 12 years ago, and he occasionally visits me. This time he has visited 2 times within 3 nights in my dreams, and the dreams were not pleasant. I'm not sure what this means or what he wants, and without getting into specifics in a public forum, any idea? So, A, thank you. I love this. Let's see what he has to say. He tells me that he's recognizing the struggle you're going through. And he lets me know, he tells me that the struggle is not only on a personal level, but also on a professional economic level. And he recognizes this. There may be some more bumps in the road ahead on this, with the economic struggle. Hang tough in there, and it may be time to expand your horizons and look a little bit further out there with what's available. I don't know, you may be looking, how do I put this? You may, not so much as you have blinders on, I think you're not valuing yourself, your own self-worth. You are not recognizing what you are capable of and what your abilities are. And I'm feeling you're not feeling appreciated at all where you currently, and this is again, this would be in an economic working condition. You're not feeling welcome, valued, not being recognized for your abilities. So you know what? Time to move on. The suggestion is to look right now for something else. I'm going to ask him how soon something else is coming up. This feels really, truly, this feels that within another week, something could come up for you. But he's with you. And I'm waiting to see what else he has to say about the personal issues. You're still on a path of discovery, he shares with me. This is all going to come together. I see it's almost like an inverted V I want you to imagine, but looking ahead at the road ahead. So you've got one road that's your personal, one road that's your economic struggles, your job struggles. And I see them coming together at the V, this V in this road. It's not a fork in the road. This is a V. So they are going to come together and then straight path ahead. So things are very separated and feeling very right now, it is going to come together and it's going to be, everything's going to be fine. But you still got a little bit of a ways to go to get there, all right? I hope this makes sense to you. And if you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to email me again. And thank you for your email, A. I had another email, a short one, from D. And D wanted to know if I could tell her the names of her angels. I love this kind of question, and I get this all the time from clients. And for a while there, I was telling people, I was asking, and I was getting the names of their angels for them, and then that stopped. And I asked, this is always a learning experience for me too, and everybody who's in this kind of a journey, I know it is for them. And I asked the angels, okay, what up? Why did all this just stop? Why am I hearing nothing but crickets over there? And this is not my journey. The people that want to know, each and every one of my clients who wants to know their angels' names, that's for you to ask, because that's your personal journey with them. Now, this is part of your learning experience on how to pay attention and how to connect with your angels, how to be still, how to be present in the moment. And so that's what you need to do. Get into a nice comfortable space. If you can get into a meditative state and meditate, first of all, always protect yourself, ground yourself, get that divine white light around you, and then connect with your angels. Ask them to be present and ask, Guardian Angel, may I have your name, please? And please trust the name that comes into your head. It can be something very bizarre that makes absolutely no sense to you. It could be dead up the, for lack of a better thing to say. It could be Bob. So whatever you get, please trust that. If you want a validation, if you're not sure, you can ask them out loud. I believe I'm hearing angels. Let's use Bob for an example. Angels, I believe I'm hearing the name Bob. Is this correct? Can you validate this for me? And then pay attention to how you feel. Does it feel warm? Do you feel warm? Do you feel happy? Do you feel like there's a light around you? Can you feel their presence? Again, like if you've got your back to the door and somebody walks in very quietly, and you turn around and because you felt their presence, even though you didn't know anybody was there, you turn around and there they are. Ah! But you felt their presence. That's the feeling you're going to be looking for. That's what I want you to pay attention to. Trust, trust, trust. That's what the name is. So it's about teaching you to pay attention to what the angels are sending you. I hope that makes sense. Thank you for your email, D. Do we have time for another email, TJ? All right.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
my most favorite soul brother. Only soul brother that I know. Right. So you got to be my favorite.
Right back at you, sis.
This is kind of a long one, but it's I think it's beautiful. For this person, she's really looking for some guidance here. Hi, Reverend Debbie. I'm going to kind of look through this here. Okay, here we are. Okay, this person, and I'm going to use the initial J. This person, she left a familiar area to accept a full-time job in a different state. And she resigned from that position. She left that position because she felt that she needed to go elsewhere. She felt her path was leading her elsewhere. So she paid attention to what she was getting. Now, I love this because she's struggling right now. Because she says throughout this process, she felt that everything was right on track and that only good would come from my choice. I was using my intuition and connecting with my angels and my guides every step of the way. My plan was to find a new job that would meet my financial needs and I felt as though the arrangements had already been made by the universe for me for this to happen. Unfortunately, things have been a struggle since September. I have yet to find a full-time job that I've been considered for. I'm either over or underqualified. And other potential places that have made offers of employment don't seem to be in alignment with my highest good. She's paying attention to her intuition. It just doesn't feel right. I only have the money that that family has been kind enough to send, and the occasional money from substitute teaching once or twice a week. I still feel I made the right choice, but I am a mess of feelings and see dilemmas in the way of living my dreams everywhere. I've been doing my best to trust the process of life, but seem to be creating more dilemmas as I go in the job searching process. My dream and my vision is to live a life full of balance, joy, and ease, in full alignment with life's purpose, and to be a living example of non-duality in the world. If it feels right, I would be ever so very grateful for any angelic love and guidance that I could receive. I still feel that the heavenly forces are here with me, but I feel lost regardless. Jay, I understand where you're coming from. When we follow our life's purpose, boy, when we follow our life's purpose, nobody ever said it was going to be easy. You can feel deep inside that, yes, it is. You are doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're living the life you're supposed to be living and going the way you're supposed to go. But there's a lot of what I'll call bumps in the road. There's a lot of course, questions and wondering what is going on. So first and foremost, that's what I wanted to say. When you're following what you feel is your life's purpose, that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. It will always feel right, and eventually things will fall into place. But you have to still get to that point. And through this journey, not only are you learning, but you are teaching others too, by example, by observation, by being involved with you, so you're helping them along. So let's find out for you specifically, Jay, what the angels have to say. I'm asking right now, Jay, so give me just a second, because I'm asking the angels if you should stay in the state that you're in or if you should move to a different state. I do get that you should move to a different state. Let me ask, is this, should you move back home or to the home state or to another one? The state you're currently in, I don't feel is the one for you. I do feel like you should move to a different, I feel like you're being directed to a different state, and this state would be towards the east of where you currently are. Let me make sure I'm being pulled this way. Oh, this might be north also. Wait a minute. No, my bad. Pardon me. It feels like this is more north than it is east. It could be it's going to be more north. So this is the state that they do recommend that you look into. Okay. All right. Even though you left the position that you had done full-time, you felt that this wasn't correct, this wasn't for you. It's another aspect. You still need to be involved in this same field, but within another aspect of this field. And the aspect that you may be feeling that you're drawn to, there's more to it. There is more to it that you need to explore and make yourself available to and of. You may have to, and they do suggest that you're going to have to take on another position that perhaps is, you don't feel is exactly on that path that you should be going. But please do so, because there's so many other things that can come to you that you're not expecting and that you have no idea that are coming to you. Remember, there's always that saying, well, I don't know if you all have heard that, but when we make plans, that's when God laughs. So always keep that in mind. Yes, I do recommend paying attention to what you're doing, paying attention to your intuition and following that path that you feel you're being directed to. But I feel you're limiting yourself too, because you're feeling it should be You should be in. You should be following road A and doing B and C. You're failing to recognize and to realize and open up and see that this other road that's completely the other way that you weren't expecting is right there. I don't know if this makes sense to you. I hope it does without me giving too much information, but you need to follow that journey. You need to have the courage to walk that path and go that way. And again, this is, boy, this, I really feel, it's got, okay, I'm really feeling drawn. Something is drawing you towards the east of where you are right now. What's interesting, I don't know if where you are and if you can go northeast, but it still feels kind of north, but there's something that's really pulling really strong east from where you are right now. I don't know what that is, and that's got to be for you to figure out there too. What a blessing that your family is able to help you in this, and this is wonderful, but yes, you need to get out there and do your own path. And this may not be initially what you think you need to do, but this is going to help you achieve in the end run that which you need to achieve. I hope that makes sense. Do you understand what I'm saying, TJ? Does any of that make sense?
I think so, yes.
I know, it's kind of like we're like, I just kind of go with what they're telling me, how they say it. Sometimes it doesn't always come out exactly the way they give me so much information, and it's so hard to try and tell it, to exactly. Say this. You know, Jay talks about a particular, without getting too much into things, is she wants to find a new job that will allow her the time to practice this one path that she wants to go. It's coming to you, but you're looking in the wrong areas. You're looking in the wrong areas. And even though it may appear that it's not what you want, it will be. It will allow for this. And let me see if I can get a little bit more when this is coming to you, Jay. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Getting a huge light from the angels right now here. Jay, this feels like this might be coming to you in December. This feels like this might start to come to you in December. I don't know if this is going to completely, if this is exactly what you're going to take, but this is going to be December that this comes to you. This feels like this isn't going to be an absolute final change then. So maybe a job offer will come to you in December, which will require you to, you're either going, okay, let me see before I say for sure on a move. Do I see boxes, angels? Yes, I do see boxes. There's going to move. Is it going to be a far move, angels? She's moving, correct, angels? Yes, the angels do validate. They do give me a validation. You will be moving. And again, this feels to the east, to the east, to the east of where you are right now. It doesn't feel like it's going to be a huge move. So this could be still within this same state, but way to the east. This is going to allow you eventually to get up to this northern area, which is where you need to go. This is coming to you in December. I don't feel like this is going to be until January, February, though, that this new position will start for you. This is going to help you make the connections you need to make. And I feel there's going to be a very interesting person that comes into your life. That's going to bring you a tremendous amount of joy through this position. Stay the path, pay attention to what your angels are telling you and your intuition, and an enormous angel came through and let me know, with her coming through, to let me know you're paying attention, but you need to go deeper. You need to really go deeper. I hope that makes sense to you, Jay. It does to me, and you are being watched over by the angels very closely, and they are working very, very carefully with you. So continue on your journey. You're doing right. You're doing good, but pay attention. And whatever comes up that's to the east, that's where you need to go. You need to go with that. I hope that helps. Do we have any more time, or are we pretty good? You know what?
We got as much time as you want.
Oh, we got as much time as I want. You're so awesome. He He's a lot better this lifetime than he was before. Everybody trust me on that. So,
what did you call me before?
Besides pain in my ass. So, I think that would probably be it. Hmm. You know, one thing I do want to say is sometimes a lot of people, well, not sometimes, very frequently, people ask me, well, how do the angels, you know, is it just one angel that's talking to me or what? Many times, yes, it is just one angel that I'm dealing with. Many times most of the time when I have somebody that comes to me for a reading, I connect, I always ask for their guardian angels and their higher source and their guides to be present with me. And so I will talk with their guardian angel directly. But usually when I'm getting angelic guidance and messages for my listeners or just out there for people, it's not just one angel who talks to me, but it's rather a collective of them speaking through as one voice. And this is something that they told me this morning that they wanted me to share with everybody. The words they told me exactly is not only one angel who brings the guidance and the messages, rather it's a collective of angels speaking through as one voice. So there may be somebody out there who needed to hear this message, because I always respected that. So for you out there who needed to hear that, there's your message. Might that have been you, Teach? I'm getting that look and that aha kind of look, maybe. So could be. I'm looking, you know, and another thing, too, that I want to mention right now. There are times, and this will happen with absolutely, I promise you, absolutely anybody and everybody that you go to who walks this enlightened path and who is a light worker, whether they're a medium, a psychic, an intuitive, whichever. And they would tell you, clients that come to them that sit before us for readings, for guidance, for their messages, not always do things come through for them. And this could be, I ran into this situation recently, and this is why I want to bring this up. I hadn't had this happen in a very long time, but it did happen. And there can be so many strong energies from people that were there before you, people that are coming in after you, and there could be that there's certain energies coming forth and they're so strong and they're so anxious to talk to the person they want to connect with that they're there. And many times when I recognize them and I ask them, could you please step aside and I will come to you later on. And sometimes it can be just a block that the person themselves has, whether it is a fear of who's going to come through, a fear of what kind of messages they might get, whether it's a fear of, or not so much a fear, but rather a desire they so desperately want Great Uncle Andy to come through, let's say. And that's all they can focus on is Great Uncle Andy, Great Uncle Andy. Well, you know, it could be Mom and Grandma and your sister and your best friend and the whole fam-damily is right there to see you. But all you want to talk to is Great Uncle Andy and you're just like dissing all of them. You know, it makes it really hard. It makes it very, very hard to try and connect. And sometimes I just can't. It just isn't going to work for that person at that time. Now you could come back and see me the next day. Could be a whole different situation. It could be that you come back to see me 2-3 times, but you're so focused on this Great Uncle Andy that, you know, we might as well just sit there and stare at each other because until you're willing to let go and just be willing to accept whatever's going to come to you. And then it works. And sometimes it just doesn't with other energies. And somebody who is people that are working a light worker, we're always on the enlightened path. And as long as we are working for the greater good and we don't have ego in the way, we don't have fears in the way, we will recognize this and we will tell our clients, I'm sorry, things are just not coming through for you. And it happens. So I just wanted to share that with everybody because sometimes that happens. Teach, any questions, comments, or concerns? Believe me, he'll have a lot of...
I'm concerned about you.
Yeah.
I'm really concerned.
Here we go.
You said concerns. I'm really... You should see her, those of you that are listening, when she's doing the readings, and I'm watching you, and I've seen you do this before.
Yeah.
But people can't see this. A lot of people, and they might be listening clear across the country or in another country, and she's got her eyes closed, and her hands are moving about.
Yes. I know.
And I think a lot of people, it's easy for a lot of people, this is the way I used to feel about it, maybe you did, is this person for real?
Sure,
are they yanking me, or are they lying, or are they doing this to manipulate in some way? And I can tell you from my heart, and whether it means nothing to anybody listening, she is for real. But I guess you can only sense that and feel that for yourself. The answer she gave... She was looking at something. What were you seeing when you were looking?
Thank you. That's a very good question. And thank you. That's very, very nice. That validation from you. I appreciate that. Thank you. It was beautiful when I was reading, I think it was the last email, Jay's, who was looking for the guidance from... She was paying attention to her intuition, but she's feeling very lost. And that's not unusual. By the way, thank you. Thank you, angels. That reminds me, Jay... Work on your meditation. You need to do that more. That's why you're feeling lost. That was a quick answer that they had for you too, really, that right there. Anyway, when I was talking with her, what I saw, I closed, as Teach said, I closed my eyes. It's easier for me to see and to hear when my eyes are closed. I don't know why. That's the way I work. And in being of French and Italian and Irish heritage, if I sit on my hands, I can't talk. So I have to talk with my hands. It happens. What do I see? When I was talking with Jay, I had the most beautiful, beautiful light that came through. And it came through on my left side. That's the only way I can put it. It would be like as if, you know, imagine you're looking at something and this huge, and it was a yellow gold color, by the way.
Okay,
and it was like... Just ginormous yellow gold light right there. That's the only way I can describe it. And it's so beautiful, so powerful. And so I know that's an angelic presence. How do I know it's an angelic presence? Well, usually it is some kind of a light. I can feel it. I know it. I feel that love.
How do you communicate? Do you hear them telling you?
Thank you. There's clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance. For the most part, I believe I'm clairsentient, which is you feel it. It's a direct knowing. This is very hard to describe because how do I ask them? I don't usually verbalize it. What do I want to say with my mouth? It's usually within my mind that I'm talking with them. So I guess you'd say it's a telepathic communication. It's like they download a whole lot of information into my head. And it would be if they were to talk with me and sit down like you and I are talking back and forth right now, or as I'm talking, you know, an hour's conversation is downloaded to me within a split second. Mm-hmm. And I know what they're saying. I know what that conversation is. I hope that describes it. Mm-hmm. That's the best way. And then a lot of times they just throw words at me. I'll get like tractor. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I sit there and I go, okay, they're saying tractor. Why? And that's when I have to ask my client, I'm getting a tractor. I don't know why.
Right.
And so then we'll work through it. Sometimes, for example, I had one that I had a client and all of a sudden I got cold cereal. What? And I'm like, angels, really? I argue with them. I challenge them. Are you sure you want me to say this? That time I didn't. I just told my client, I said, because I have to say what the angels tell me. And I said, they're saying cold cereal to me. Does that make any sense to you? She, my client, just laughed till I thought she was going to wet herself. It meant everything to her. And so it meant nothing to me, but it doesn't have to. That's another thing, too, I like to tell people when I give people readings. And this happens all the time. I'll see people then later on, although usually they come to me for another reading. And they'll say, oh my gosh, Reverend Debbie, do you remember when you told me blah, 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 blah? And I have to tell them, I'm sorry, no, I don't remember. Because this does not come from me. It comes through me. I'm just the mouthpiece, and I'm a good one at that. Mm. So I can talk good.
Got the right dimensions.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's blah, blah, blah. But it's. I hope that explains it. Now, when loved ones' spirits come forth in it through a mediumship abilities, my mediumship abilities, how do I see them? That's very, very interesting. They'll show me kind of like a, boy, it's kind of like a silhouette. It's almost as if, okay, imagine a person is standing there in front of you and it's a darkened room, but there's a light shining behind them. So mm-hmm. you can see their body outlined.
Right.
Sometimes that light might get a little bit lighter and it's like then they're walking through a fog bank and maybe I can start to see some features of their face. Or typically I'll say, okay, the hair looks like this, or they have glasses. I've had somebody who was making a big deal about his mustache. Big gruff guy, and he had a really big beard, you know. I get that. Do I see their face in details like I see your face right now, or you see mine? Typically not. Sometimes I do, but usually not. It's just kind of blurry.
And with the comments that, or the responses that they give you to questions, mm-hmm. is that the same thing? Do they just kind of put it into your head?
For in a mediumship situation? Yeah, it's usually just, yes. Well, let me take that back. I do hear them, and sometimes I can get their tone of, I can hear their voice.
Really?
Whether it's, it could be a very, I can say, oh, this person's got a really deep, deep, gravelly voice, or this person talks like Minnie Mouse. The way they talk, how do I want to say this? Okay, just the way I am. Let's say if I were, because I'm using my hands again here, if I were to sit here and be all prim and proper and not use my hands and say, yes, TJ, no, TJ, and not say very much, that is so not me.
Right.
But you know my personality, and I'm like, bah, I'm out there. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'll get from people is their type of personality,
right,
and the way they'll say things. Because I've had somebody who'll say, oh, hell no. And that. It's what I've gotten from that person, that spirit, that loved one who's on the other side. Mm. And that's, I have to tell the person they're saying, you know, that my client who's sitting before me has asked a question. Maybe this is Dad on the other side. And he's answered, oh, hell no. And I have, and I'll say, well, it kind of, you know, was this his, he says, oh, hell no. And absolutely, that's something he would have said. And this is what I get all the time from people. That's exactly what this person would have said. And that's exactly the way they would have said it.
You have no way of knowing how accurate you are when you relay these messages to people. And what I've learned being around this kind of thing for a number of years is that if you listen to what Debbie tells you and you say, well, that's not right, I don't believe that because it doesn't make sense. It may not make sense right now.
But it's coming up.
And well, if it's a spirit that's like a family member that's trying to communicate, they kind of, it almost seems like sometimes they want you to go validate it.
Yeah.
So they'll say, I've heard you say this before. Well, it's something in your garage, and it's on a shelf, and it's your mom's. And the person will say, and it's there right now. Have you looked? And they'll go, and they'll say, no, I don't think so. And then you'll, you know, because I keep in contact with these people. You don't always hear back.
No, yeah.
And I like asking people. That's how I find validation. And they'll say, yeah, it was there. I didn't see it. It was right there. You know, or it wasn't there before. You know, and that's just an example. And so I find my interaction with spirit is that they almost want us to go to prove, I've been here. You don't believe me? You may not get it right now, but a month from now, something's going to come to you to prove that I was there talking through Reverend Debbie. That happened?
Absolutely. All the time. And I love it. I love hearing back and getting the validations from people. I love that. And it's so much
and
fun.
And I wonder if people miss things, too, because they don't continue on that path.
It could, you know, absolutely, I believe that. And a lot of times I believe when people sit down, I don't know why it happens, but they'll sit. I'll have this happen a lot with my clients. They'll sit before me, and I'll, like you just said, okay, I'll tell them, you know, your mom is saying this, but, you know, and your dad is saying this, and to look here, and they're sending you something, and have you paid attention, and have you gotten this? And they're like, blah, they got that deer in the headlight look, and they're like, no, and I'll. And if that soul, that spirit on the other side is insistent on this, I will tell them they're not letting this go. They are insisting that I talk about this, or I talk about this person or that, whatever it is. And if some things don't make any sense, and I'll ask that spirit that has come to me, and I'll kind of ask them again. Maybe I'll ask them in a couple of different ways. And I'll leave it with my client, and I have to tell them, I leave that with you, then that's all I can do. In that kind of a case, a lot of times they get, I think it's called, I don't know what it's called, brain lock, I don't know. And they'll walk out, and they could be 10 minutes down the road, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, holy cats, I know what she meant now. And it comes to them, boom, boom, boom. Then they remember. Or that happens all the time, as a matter of fact. Another thing that happens a lot is, like you just said, makes no sense. 10 minutes down the road, it still doesn't make any sense to them, but 2 weeks, a month, 2 days, whatever, you know, it's something coming up.
I would say also that my own experience, and I don't know how you feel about this, that take notes while yes. you're there, because you're going to forget what's being said. And if the medium allows you, record it with some kind of handheld recorder, what they're
yes.
saying.
Yes.
Because this is my own experience. I met a really wonderful person, medium, a few years back, and, you know, I hadn't had contact with my parents after they both passed.
Right.
And he told me some things right out of the gate, and of course I recorded him, fortunately.
Good.
And then I didn't remember these things happening. One was my dad, he had a broken leg. Well, I don't even think I was around because I was living somewhere else. And I brought that and I played it for my brother. And he goes, oh, yeah, that happened in 1984. Don't you remember? Oh, you were living somewhere else. And so these are the kind of things that if we're going to forget them, because there's so many things maybe being said.
Oh, yes.
And so some of it that was said to me, I still haven't figured out. And maybe there'll come a day. I don't worry about all of it.
Right.
But there are things that I do take away. And it's like, wow, that was right on. That really was. And I didn't even know that until I talked to somebody else in the family.
Yep.
And they, so what's going on here? You know,
that's evidence. That happens all the time.
Yes.
I love it. I love
and
it.
That,
I love
they
it.
Seem to want to play that game, don't they?
Yeah.
Because, damn it, I'm still around.
That's right.
And you don't believe me? I'm going to prove it.
And I love it. You know what I get a lot? And I just think this is hysterical. I love this. I'll get people that they come to me and I'll be like, oh, and all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, did you just paint? It feels like it's the kitchen. Did you paint the kitchen? And, you know, my client will say, well, yeah, I did. Mom likes it, but she doesn't like those curtains you hung up. And then, you know, I get this a lot. I get that a lot. So different validations. And I mean, a mom's maybe been passed on for 3 years. And this is a person in a different state. I don't know them mm-hmm. from anybody.
Right.
And so there's no way I could have checked this.
Right.
So, and do I get things that are not correct? Excuse me. I wouldn't say that it's incorrect if it's, as it is, like you say, it's something that is just escaping you, or you're not paying,
and maybe
being
you're
mindful at that
not
time.
Not only possible, it's possible that you could be interpreting.
My interpretation could be totally wrong.
And
exactly.
Also, isn't it, and then I think we've discussed this before, doesn't it also have a lot to do with the person sending you the message? Some might be more clear than others.
We talking about
on the other side.
The other side, the spirit on the other side. It's, you know, I don't know how it works.
Mm.
That's a good question, but you know what? That's one of those great mysteries. I don't know how it works. The only thing that I can, that I could say is I know when I get into, because I always do a meditation before, I clear my space, I call on my Reiki guides, I call on the angels, of course, to be there. I have to get into that state. And we call it a vibration, for lack of a better word. And I have to raise my vibration. And how do I do this? I don't know. It just happens. Sometimes when I'm reading people, sometimes I say, I have to go deeper. Give me a minute. And I have to really, that's the only way I can describe it. And I literally feel like, I almost feel like I'm diving deeper into, that's the only way I can describe it. I just, you know, it's very hard to give words to things that I experience. I don't know how to describe them. So I feel like I'm honestly diving really deep. And it's like, and then I'm surrounded and I'm deep in the ocean almost, but the sound waves are coming through to me and the messages are coming through to me. And it's just easier for me to hear then. So I have to really concentrate to raise my vibration. Now, for those on the other side, of course, the angels come to me all the time. But for spirits on the other side, some of them, yeah, they can come, boom, they can connect with me real easily. And others, it might be just like, beam, beam, mm-hmm. beam. You know, so I get little flashes. And then others aren't there. I'm not getting them. I don't get them. So it could be somebody, both their parents passed, for example. Mom's coming through. Grandmother's coming through. And then grandpa on dad's side could be coming through. But dad isn't. And does that mean dad's not there? Of course not. Dad's there. And you can ask, and I do ask mom, is dad? Oh my gosh, yeah, he's here. You know, we're doing da-da-da-da-da-da. But for whatever reason, I can't connect with him. So maybe he can't lower his vibration. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can't raise mine mm-hmm. to his.
Right.
Maybe a lot of times they feel they're out, they're doing something else. Because I've said it before, we're not sitting on clouds
right.
playing harps up there.
They're not waiting.
No.
Not, I mean, they probably are. They're anxious to connect with us again at first.
Yeah.
But they're also getting on with their own.
Yeah, they've got their own stuff to do. And remember, there is no such thing as time, you know, on the other side. And you know, many times I know, I just know because I know this, I've been told this from them. They're helping others on their journeys too.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's maybe somebody, I've gotten this where those that have crossed over, some of them are working with infants that have crossed over, and this is their specialty, for lack of a better word. This is just what they're doing right now. You know, that's in their, written in their hall of, in the hall of records, in their Akashic records. This is part of the mysteries. I don't know.
That's what I like. You do not pretend to have the answers when you don't have them.
Yeah.
And you admit it openly. And I think that's so empowering, because too many people want you to think that I have the answers. You must listen to me. And I used to be drawn into those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And now I much rather listen to somebody that says, you know what, who does?
Yeah.
All the time.
Beats the hell out of me, you know, on some of them. So it's a beautiful journey. It's an amazing journey, this journey walking the enlightened path. I learn so much with each and every connection with loved ones that have crossed over, with the angels, with the guides. I learn. And it's just amazing. I love it. And I love to share it with people and be with them on their journeys. I love to share their paths with them too. It's so cool. It is so cool.